good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark. Here we are on May the 24th, 2019. It's a great Friday. Everybody loves a Friday. Pray you're having a good week, finishing up a good week. Today I'm going to kind of conclude the little series I had on things that are necessary to, or that were helpful to me whenever I was beginning my walk with Jesus, and finishing up today with, you know, not the most pleasant one, but the one that is necessary. Hebrews 12:5 says, "Despise not the chastening of the Lord." You know, as we think about those things that are necessary to be a disciple, we understand that chastening is part of the growth plan. The word chastening means to educate or discipline by punishment. Now, I know that the thought of discipline or punishment is not a pleasant thought, but it's necessary because we're not perfect and we do have sin, and we need to be reminded when we sin, and we need to be able to recognize what sin is, and sometimes it requires chastening. So why should we think about chastening? Well, I remember when I was a boy, I wasn't always that happy about the punishment that I received by my parents. You know, however, as I matured, I began to appreciate the discipline that I received as a boy. I needed that discipline. It taught me proper behavior. It taught me respect. It taught me to, you know, like, I received some discipline one time. I left my ball glove out, and I went to one of my baseball games and couldn't play because my dad had warned me about leaving my baseball glove out, and I couldn't find it. And he said, "Well, you must have left it out, and a dog carried it off." And then part of the way through the game, you know, after I had to sit the bench, he brought me my glove. And that caused me to have a respect and appreciation for my things. And so I kept closer watch on my things after that day. And, you know, I appreciate that. And I can remember, you know, asking for money when I got to be about 16, and mom saying, "Listen, if you want money, you're going to have a job." And so that gave me that desire to, you know, to go to work. And so lots of things. I could talk about many lessons, and notice I didn't talk about any of the whoopings I got with a flyback paddle, but some of them were necessary and needed. And so it taught me, I learned so many lessons. And sometimes that discipline or the fear of discipline kept me from making decisions that would have been unhealthy, that maybe would have gotten me into legal trouble or, you know, been hurtful to me personally. So the discipline that I received was good for me. And you know, sometimes the discipline that my sister received was good discipline for me because I learned from her discipline. So if I wouldn't have been concerned about that discipline, I would have participated in several things. And so the discipline that I received as a boy was good. Now, what about chastening in the spiritual realm? Why is it good for believers? Well, for the same reason that it's necessary and valuable in the physical realm, chastening is good in the spiritual realm. Chastening can help us see things from the proper perspective. Maybe we can see, because we're chastened, we begin to see the reason why God chastened us. Maybe we can, it will keep us from some hurtful behaviors or sinful behaviors or whatever. And so chastening can also keep us from making decisions that may hurt us. And so chastening from the Lord can come in many forms. Chastening can come in the form of guilty feelings or unpleasant circumstances, loss of peace, relationship fractures, or any number of negative consequences that can come into our lives because we choose sin. And sometimes, even if you look in the Bible in 1 Corinthians 11:30, you see that sometimes physical illness comes because of chastening. Now, just a little side note, every time somebody's sick, it doesn't mean they're receiving the chastening of the Lord, but God can use sickness to chasten us. And I could go into this a little bit deeper and tell you some examples of how the Lord chastened me with some physical circumstances, but I don't really want to get into that. But I will tell you this, that when I was early in my Christian life, and the Lord used some negative circumstances in my life to teach me about making decisions that were pleasing to Him. You know, we can also just take an example quickly of Peter, and when he denied the Lord, the Bible tells us that after the cock crowed, Jesus looked at Peter, and Peter began to weep, and the Bible says that Peter went out and wept bitterly. But I also want you to think about how Jesus restored Peter. Remember when Peter and his friends were out fishing and they saw Jesus on the seashore, and Jesus jumps out of the boat and comes, or Peter jumps out of the boat and comes to Jesus, and that famous, "Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me?" All of that was Jesus restoring Peter and drawing him back in. And so Peter was chastened, but Peter was also restored. So why should we be thankful for chastening? Well, the Bible tells us, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. And so discipline is a proof of love. If God is not disciplining you, then love is not present. He is not dealing with you as a son. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. So discipline is love. So just as I'm thankful that my parents disciplined me as a boy, I'm thankful for the chastening of the Lord. Discipline is necessary for spiritual growth. Sometimes the discipline can come as you read the scripture. Sometimes it comes from the words of a friend. Sometimes it may come through the preached word. However it comes, it's always beneficial. And we know in extreme circumstances that God may choose to use sickness or other difficulties to discipline you. However chastening comes, you should be thankful for it. Because remember, God is conforming you to the image of His Son, and in so doing, He is exhibiting His love for you. So today, Lord, as we come to You in prayer, we are thankful for chastening. Lord, we are thankful that You love us enough to chasten us. I pray, Lord, that we would be sensitive enough to Your Holy Spirit, that we would sense when the Spirit is convicting us of sin. I pray also that You would grant us repentance so we can be formed into the image of Your Son. Thank You for the Word and for the Spirit which leads us into righteousness. Encourage Your people as they receive Your chastening, and thereby draw them closer to You, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I hope this little lesson on things necessary to be a disciple has been helpful to you in your spiritual walk. Look forward to seeing you. Hope you have a good weekend. Worship the Lord on Sunday, and we look forward to seeing you again on Monday. Until Monday, this is Pastor Mark signing off.